Just when you thought there was a plan to stabilize Europe's economy, the Greek prime minister drops a little surprise.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective on business and economics. Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou announced there will be a vote on the country's economic austerity package, which could affect a deal that would both help Greece and tackle the European debt crisis. Konstantin Michalos is chairman of the Athens Chamber of Commerce and Industry. He's with us now with reaction from Athens. Hi, Konstantin.
Good morning, Steve.
Were you shocked by Greek Prime Minister Papandreou's surprise announcement?
Well, absolutely. The Prime Minister caused a tectonic earthquake tremor during last night's parliamentary speech when he announced that he intends to hold a referendum on the latest European Union aid package intended to resolve the country's debt crisis.
How will the Greeks vote on this measure?
Well, this is the reason why I'm referring to political schizophrenia, because what's the point of a vote of confidence later on this week when he runs the risk of the people reversing the EU decision just a few weeks later? We've seen the polls, the recent polls. There's approximately 65% of the people that were being polled that are against the decision.
These are people who are most affected by the austerity package, though, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, many people in Greece are Greek government workers.
Well, yes, but when you have a poll, you have a representative sample from all fractions of society, of course, including public servants. But I can assure you that with these austerity measures, without having any stimulus, any growth perspective in the Greek economy, then I'm afraid that there is an overall spectrum of Greek society that will vote against these measures.
What is at stake, Konstantin, to the global economy and even here in the U.S.?
To be quite honest, it is highly debatable whether it's constitutionally justified and permissible to call for a referendum under Article 44 of the Greek Constitution, which clearly forbids such dilemmas on issues of fiscal regulation. I think that this is, we have a government which is clinging on to its ministerial armchairs at all costs. And it is evident that they're operating in a highly sensitive danger zone, not just for the Greek economy, but for the European economy and the global economy at large.
Konstantin Michalos from the Athens Chamber of Commerce and Industry, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Let's do the numbers. Yeah, global shares are much lower at the moment as we start a new month. Europe is off anywhere between 2 and 4%. The Greek stock exchange down about 6% at the beginning of the day today. A couple of European financials announced some big layoffs. Danske Bank of Britain says it'll cut 2,000 jobs. Credit Suisse announced 1,500 layoffs over the next few months as it scales back on investment banking. U.S. stock markets yesterday, markets lost ground as October came to a close. The Dow was down 276 points to end the day and the month at 11,955. For the month, the Dow was up, though, more than 1,000 points, its best month in exactly 9 years. And the S&P 500 had its best month in 20 years.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. By CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company linking Americans coast to coast with consistently fast speeds and personal service. More at CenturyLink.com. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, committed to diabetes care and areas of unmet medical needs at NovoNordisk-US.com.
Today would have been the first day of the NBA season, but a continued lockout between owners and the players' union has a month of games already canceled, and the full season is now in jeopardy. And a couple of cities in the league are threatening to sue because of economic repercussions. Memphis, for one. And from Indianapolis, Brandon Smith from Indiana Public Broadcasting reports a lost NBA season there could really dribble down through basketball-mad Indy.
Walk through the revolving door of the Conrad Hotel in downtown Indianapolis, and you can see why millionaire basketball players would want to stay there. From the gleaming chandeliers to the marble floors, the place looks pure luxury. General Manager Greg Tinsley says the hotel has contracts with 23 of the 29 NBA franchises that come to play the Indiana Pacers.
It's 35 to 40 rooms per each of those visiting teams, and some of the West Coast teams and others, if they're depending on where their next stop is, some of them stay actually two nights.
Tinsley says the Conrad stands to lose $500,000 if the entire season is canceled, and that'd be just part of the financial toll. A real estate consulting firm crunched the numbers and found Indianapolis and Indiana as a whole could lose $55 million if the Pacers' uniforms stay hanging in their lockers. That figure takes into account lost tax revenue, as well as spending in restaurants, bars, and hotels. And there's the image problem. Chris Gall is the spokesman for the Indianapolis Convention and Visitors Association. He says losing the Pacers for a year hurts the city's tourism marketing strategy.
There's a real allure when you're in the business of marketing the city, like we are, to having a thriving and a professional sports team in your landscape.
Indianapolis has a lot invested in the Pacers. The Capital Improvement Board is the public agency that owns Conseco Fieldhouse, where the Pacers play. Last year, CIB loaned the Pacers $33.5 million over 3 years to help keep the team in Indianapolis. The loan will continue to go through regardless of whether the Pacers play this year. On top of that, the agency would lose $1.5 million in Pacer-related tax revenue if the season is scrapped. Dan Hughey is the CIB's chief financial officer.
We won't be able to make up for that lost revenue, but we'll be able to figure out how to work through it.
With the NFL's Indianapolis Colts off to an 0-7 start, the Indy sports landscape is already pretty grim. And for a city and state steeped in basketball tradition, the loss of an NBA season makes the winter ahead look even grayer. In Indianapolis, I'm Brandon Smith for Marketplace.
And finally, it's a battle of the bonds. Well, not the kind you buy and sell, but the kind you watch and follow at the movies. Roger Moore, who played Agent 007, James Bond, on the big screen, gave a speech to students at the Cambridge Union in England. Moore gave kudos to his predecessor in the Bond role, Sean Connery, saying Connery's a good actor, but that his Scottish accent often gets in the way. It's a pity, Moore said. I can't understand what he's saying. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Trees come down, beer prices go up, even fires get a little hotter and a little faster in an election year.
From the point of view of a fireman, he's going to have a much more difficult year if it's an election year.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Elections and their strange side effects. It's what? Yes, Freakonomics Radio. Next time on Marketplace, it's from APM, American Public Media.